said you were going to take care of
Okay, we are in the Rebbe's booklet over here, page Mem Dalid. Okay, well, all the way at the bottom, well, it was top of Mem Hey, but we'll start the beginning, the bottom of Mem Dalid. Okay, the Rebbe is explaining the same reason why we're saying the highest comes down all the way to the lowest is also, therefore, the level of Amida comes all the way down in the time of Tzara and problems and all that. That's why by Matan Torah Hashem didn't elevate Har Sinai to the Jews. Rather, Hashem came down in Har Sinai, Dafke in Elam Azah Tachten, Dafke in Amidbar, which is the lowest of the lower in this world. Why? Because the greatest levels of Elokus have to come all the way down. We'll start three lines from the end of the page of Mem Dalet. V'tama dovod, the reason for this, v'shachlol is in the Matan Torah. The whole general concept of Matan Torah was k'dei sheti aveidosim shel Yisrael, that the aveid of the Yidin should be in a way of amudim, meaning pillars, columns, lechaber segag v'rizpa. The whole purpose of Aveda of the Yidden is to reveal Elukus all the way down here, connect heaven and earth, or like they say, bringing heaven to earth. Liyaz ke'echad mamish, that a mamish becomes one. Lechaber erinzal baruch ha'melim is to connect Hashem with worlds, like the Rebbe said in the first maimon, not kel ha'olam. Not that Hashem is the God of the world, which means there's a world and there's Hashem, but Kel Olam, that Hashem and world is exactly the same thing. To make a dwelling place down here, next page, Memhei. The foot, like we said, when you stand. The foot, Dafka, stands on the earth. By days, and Nasami, the Klolus Akemakula. And through this, by the feet standing on the ground, the whole body stands up erect. Kol say that Ishtaush is the whole chain of the worlds. Ada b'chinas p'nimiyas, aba p'nimiyas atik. To the level of even Kesed, also, even though Kesed normally is above Ishtaushalus, but this level, even Kesed comes all the way down. V'alderech zeh b'nei gele b'nei Yisrael. And so it is about the b'nei Yisrael. Shematan Teira lo hoya ba'eif and shelo eisem miyamay ma'odam. Matan Teira wasn't that Hashem elevated the Jews like Moshe Benu went up to the Shemayim. He could have elevated the Jews all the way up to Shemayim. He didn't do that. Ela dafke b'yesem b'mamodam. Matan Teira was dafke neshama in a body. L'chein Hashem could have elevated the neshamas and give a super level of Matan Teira. Said no, it has to be neshama beguf lamata dafka. It has to be a neshama dafka in the body. Who can make him in a gala eifin avidosim, like it is in the way of avedom. Shereish is the ikra v'shosha, that the beginning and the primary and the root of all avedom is lamata mata dafka down here. And this is one of the chidushim that Chassidus explained. Dafka down here is where it's all about, not Gan Eden. Not Ruchnius and Gan Eden and all that. The ultimate Aveda is Dafke Nisham in a Guf, in a level of Kabbalah Seil, Afilu La Yim Esiris Nefesh. Not even the Yim Esiris Nefesh. That comes afterwards, but Vizehu Inyin Vamdu Raglev Dom Etach. This is what it says. The person, Amdu Raglev, down here, Shai Dezen, Nivnes Kol Kamasi, through this becomes the whole height of the person, so to speak. Ramachi Varmish Asagidim. That the head is above the rest of the body, then it becomes avedasa b'shleimus. Then it becomes the complete aved of all in yonu Torah mitzvahs, not only mitzvahs, but the Rebbe takes it a step further. Meaning like this, the Rebbe explains in many sichas and maimorim, there's aved of Torah mitzvahs. Okay. Then it comes the second thing. The Pasuk says, "B'chol drachecha do'ehu." In all your ways, you should know Hashem. The Mishnah adds, and Pirkei Avos, "Kol ma'asecha l'shem shemayim." So the Rebbe explains, Chassidus explains, that "B'chol drachecha" means your ways, not Torah mitzvahs. Masacho, everything you do, which means eating, sleeping, business, everything is Hashem Shemayim. Which means, Chassidus explains, not only is Avedas Hashem when you do mitzvahs, but the entire 24/7 is serving Hashem. Masacho, you eat, you're doing Avedas Hashem. You're doing business, I mean, obviously if you do it right. You're doing a business, it's Avedas Hashem. You're going to school, it's Avedas Hashem. You go to the gym, it could be Avedas Hashem. If it's done, in other words, a greater level. Not only are we bringing down Elokus through mitzvahs, which the Chayyar Kedush Hashem commanded us, even things that have nothing to do with mitzvahs, so to speak. Drachecha and Masecha, it says, even called Drachecha the Ehu, and it says, B'tachlis HaShleimis, by days of Perlim, through this we have an effect. She Yisroel, Miyad, Yisroel is in Tshuva, the Indu Tshuva. Fulfilled physically. What it said, V'amdu ragla b'yemahu, k'papashtis, the simple inyan, k'papashtis inyan b'kar v'mamid b'yis m'shech sekein. So the Rebbe is emphasizing the whole Maimir, this whole thing about a person bringing down Elukus all the way down, and that's the whole level of the Eimdim, Amudim, connecting Hashem and Elukus, in a way of standing, not in a way of sitting, that it comes all the way Lamata down, the feet are on the ground, and we bring down that level of Elukus down here. I think we should learn, I don't know if how many of you ever learned this letter of the Rebbe. The Rebbe gave out a letter, the first Yud Shvat, Tavshin Yud Aleph. It's on page Memches in the book. It's just Kedai. The Rebbe tells you what needs to be done on Yud Shvat. Okay, page Memches in these booklets. Okay, Rosh Chodesh Shvat Tavshin Yud Aleph, Brooklyn, New York. And the Rebbe addresses it to Anash, meaning all the Chassidim, Tamid HaTmimim, or Mekusharim, those are connected, or connected to the Friedrich Rebbe. Shalom HaBracha. B'mayin al Shailas Rabim, in answer to the request of many, a deseda mefura b'yema asira b'shvat, haba aleinu l'teva, how to be, you know, the customs, what to do your Shvat, which is Yartzei, Chulchak Merichav Mer Admur, Hidni B'zel Atziya, the Rebbe suggests, okay, certain things, certain behaviors, what to do. It says like this, B'Shabbos Kedish Lifnei HaYartzei, Shabbos before the Yartzei, Yishtadul Ala Seteiru, she get an aliyah. Shabbos, like a chiyav of a person, and you before Yartzei, they get an aliyah. It may miss by aliyahs maspik, if you have more people than aliyahs, they should have different kriyas ha-teira, not to add on aliyas, because that's based on the tshuva that Tzemach Tzedek brings down at the bottom, that Tzemach Tzedek calls this, that the Mishnah says you're allowed to add aliyas. It says clearly in the Mishnah, B'Shabbos Mesifim, that you are allowed to add aliyas. So why is the Minig Dafka Natus? So there's a tshuva in Tzemach Tzedek. Tzemach Tzedek writes, this that it says you're allowed to add aliyahs is in the time of the Gemara when there was no balkere. Nobody leaned. Everybody got an aliyah, they leaned. There was no official balkriya. Everybody that got an aliyah leaned. So then, the Tzemach said, and he proves it from many different places. Then you're allowed to add aliyahs. But when there's one person leaning, so then you can only have seven. So therefore, the Rebbe writes, if there's not enough aliyahs, I mean, you have more people than aliyahs, then yeah, you lane at different times.
Get up there and read our own
aliyah. Yeah, but the pearl, nobody does that today. The guy that gets mafti should be the greatest. But each reva minyan, either with the vote, so to speak, or reva minyan, or a pigoro. In other words, like this, either the greatest person gets the mafti, or the majority of people say he should get it, or a lottery. They should choose and pick, so to speak, who should daven for the Yomid. It's good to divide it up, that one should daven Maidiv, and the second one should daven Shachris, and the third one should daven Mincha. The more people should have the schus of davening. Okay, so you divide it up. So first of all, you get an aliyah the Shabbos before, mafter the greatest, and the davening is they should divide it up. Lad the kner to light a yartzeit candle, sheyad the komeis la'es, that burns the entire 24 hours. Imefshe bekal, if it's possible, it's better to use ner shel shaiva, beeswax. Why beeswax? The Rebbe brings down at the bottom, because shaiva, shin ayin vavei, is the Rosh Tevis for hakitzu v'rananu sheichni ofer, which means that the dead should move and get up, which is amazing. So when you have a yahrzeit candle, the preferred is shaiva, because it means that that people should get up. So that's the best thing. B'shasa tefila, during the time of davening, yidliku chamishinators. They should light five candles. Again, why five candles? So we learned this in the past, because there's five madregas of the neshama. Nefesh, ruach, neshama, chay, yechida. So corresponding with the five, that's why in Chabad we machmir five. Most people like two or one, whatever. But by the Yomid, the minig is to light five. B'chal, not only the whole year, because of the five levels of the neshama. Achat tefila babeket, achat amiris tilim. After davening and tilim, yomid amispal of neyateva, a parakh of Dalit of Kalim and Parak Zayin, the Mekvois, which the last of that is a machashin, the son of Maisa Maira. And then he should say the Mishnah of Rabbi Hananiah ben Akasha until Yadir, Belachash, and then, I'm sorry, Belachash is as sure as Betanya. Quietly, you say a few lines of the Tanya, then Kaddish the Rabbanan. What is the Minig, Lepel, even though the Rebbe doesn't clearly say it, but the Minig, what the line of Tanya do we say? Nefesh Hashem is b'Yisrael chilakul akami mal mamish. She again deals all with the neshama, so it's dealing with the chilakul akami mal mamish. Achat tefilas arvitz after ma'ariv, yachzer o chilak mi'amaymer diem estalkus. They should chazer the part of the maimer of basi legani, which is bal peh. Ve'imei mishi yachzer bal peh. If there's nobody that can do it by heart, Yilamduhu bifnim, they should learn it bifnim. So that the meaning is, after marriage, they do the first two chapters. Echinachat tefillas habayik, after shachris, they do the next two chapters. And after mincha, they do the last one, because there's five chapters in that. Babayik, kredim atfila perek tanya. Before shachris, you learn the perek tanya. And also after mincha. The minig, even though, again, the Rebbe doesn't bring this up, but the minig by Anash is, they learn simin chav zayin v'ger sekaydish, which the Alter Rebbe wrote, comfort to the Mendel Hadadokar after the Mendel Hadadokar passed away. So the meaning is, before Shachas, you learn Simen Chav Zayin and Vigersa Kedish. And then after Mincha, I mean before Mincha, no, after Mincha, you learn the Bior in Tanya. There's a Bior, Simen Chav Zayin and Vigersa Kedish.
What's Chav Zayin?
Huh? What
are you talking about Chav Zayin?
Vigersa Kedish, Simen Chav Zayin. Is, no, Igris Kedish in... In Tanya, in the back, not the Rebbe. You guys say Kaddish. So over there, Perek Simen Chav Zayin, over there it's called, not Perek, it's called Simen. Simen Chav Zayin deals with the stalkus of a tzaddik, that he's more alive after he passes away than he is when he's alive. And, you know, and then the various explanations of it. But Beke Kedem Atfila, before davening Shachris, Yorim Kolechad Truma L'Nyonim HaShayochim HaSeinu, you mean that she gives tzedakah to institutions that deal with the Friedrich Rebbe, and Bad Atzmei for himself, for his family also, and also before Mincha. In order to give it to Meistus of the Friedrich Rebbe, the Rebbe, and before Shachris and before Mincha. After Shachris and saying the Maimer, Yikari Kolechad Pan, understood with a Gartel, those people that are merit to go into Yechidus or to see the Friedrich Rebbe, Yitzayir Atzmi, you should picture to himself, Beis Kriyas HaPan, when you read the Pan, Kilo Eimid Lefonov. As if you, in other words, you write a Pan, then after Shachar, you read the Pan, and if you saw the Friedrich Rebbe, you were in Yechidus, you picture yourself, when you read it, you know, you picture yourself standing in front of him. To put the pan afterwards between pages of a maimer, or a kuntus of the Friedrich Rebbe, or shalchin, to send it, if possible to send it that day, don't have faxes in those days or emails, they would just mail it, to read it at the oil. In other words, you write a pan, I mean, all these things, basically, most of the things we do today.
But if you fax or email the OL, your pan,
You mean if you do it straight with an email?
Yeah, you send it.
The minig is to print it out.
Because they print it out and put it in directly for you.
No, they don't print it out. They go straight into a shredder. Oh, when you fax something to the oil.
No, when you email it.
Email it, yeah. Then
they print it out.
Okay, so.
Take it in, so you don't have to print it.
Depends. If you want to keep a copy of it. It's up to the person. Okay, next page. Nun. B'meshach ames lasted throughout the 24 hours to learn the Pidokim and Mishnayis of the Friedrich Rebbe's name. B'meshach ames lasted within the 24 hours to make a Fabrengen. The Kveya Shah B'meshach ames lasted. Shah doesn't mean necessarily an hour. It means to set a time during the 24 hours. Levaya Lebnei Beisei Sheyichya, to explain, to sit down, actually talk to your family about the Friedrich Rebbe. Vavidase Asher Ovid Bakoyim Echayav in his Aveda that he did his whole life, Mesiras Nefesh, you know, the strengthening Torah Mitzvahs and so on. Also, Memeshach Hames Les, okay, also within the 24 hours, Levake to go visit. Eilu Aruim Lezad, those that are able to do it. Vabati Knesias, Ubati Medrash Shebi'ir, in the shuls and the yeshivas in the city. To mention, say over something from the Friedrich Rebbe, to elaborate on the Avos Yisrael of Kol Yisrael, of every single Jew that the Friedrich Rebbe had, and to explain to them the Takana about Amidas Tilim, you know, Chitas basically. Lil Milimit Chumash and Peter Shashi. Over Mekemis Hamasim in inappropriate places, Alder Limud Tanya, Kvishachok, in other words, basically, Chitas. To explain to them, to speak to them about the Friedrich Rebbe's Avos Yisrael, to say over a word of the Friedrich Rebbe, to speak about Chitas, and in Be'efshari, last is Kolonami Teches Vadas, to do it all during a Fabrengen. Now, if possible, you go to the different places, they'll let you in, make a Fabrengen, and speak about Chitas, as Avos Yisrael, and so on. B'meshach ames l'es, during that 24 hours of, again, of Yud Shvat, levaker and mechsharim is that the people that are able to, b'mokim k'nusi anoya charedi, where the young from kids hang out, l'shtadu b'cholo efshari b'darki sholim, and also if you're able to do it peacefully, in the place of where kids gather, which are not from yet, adayin ein charedi, that they're not from, levay lehem, and to explain to them, the way the additional extra special love that the Friedrich Rebbe had to them, and to explain to them what the Friedrich Rebbe demanded from us, and the hope and the trust that the Friedrich Rebbe had in all these kids, from and not from, that eventually Yemalus Tafkidam, they'll fulfill their mission. Bachzoka Sayad is strengthening Yiddishkeit, Bafotzat Satayr and spreading Tayr, Bechola Meretz, Hachem Vachayis, with all their energy, warm energy, and vitality and excitement, Shem Mesigolis Anah, which are the uniquenesses of the kids, of the youth. So the Rebbe says like this, you have to talk to your family about the Aveda the Friedrich Rebbe. You have to go to shuls and all places and Fabreng and tell them about the Avos Yisrael, the Friedrich Rebbe, and Chitas and all that, and to find places where kids are hanging out, and to talk to them about how much the Friedrich Rebbe loved them, trusted them, and the mission that they have with energy to continue the work of the Friedrich Rebbe. Moving, it's understood, Hashem Zel Masim Latanah Mokim based on the conditions of the place, Yamshichu B'chol Anau B'yomer Masher Achre Yartzeit, and especially the Shabbos after the Yartzeit. You know, it doesn't stop Yud Shvat to continue until the Shabbos, because Shabbos elevates all the days of the week, so do it Shabbos also. V'avayu yochesh b'yos ge'eleinu, Hashem should hasten the coming of our Redeemer, v'kitzu v'ran l'sheikh ni'ofar, v'nesiyenu, and our the Rebbe is b'seichem within them, b'seichem yashmeinu n'floyis, and he'll show us the wonders, v'yaneil b'derech ha'ele b'izkel, and he'll lead us to go up to the highest of levels. Okay, this is the letter that the Friedrich Rebbe, I mean, that Rebbe sent on the first Yud Shvat. Okay, let's Okay, you know what we should do? We should learn the Basi Lagani a Zion. Okay, go back to the beginning of the book, page Zion. Let's learn the Friedrich Rebbe's Ace test, which is this year. Okay, so a lot of it the Rebbe spoke about Keresh, Sheker, Amud, you know, but let's see what he says. Because here he talks in more detail. Hine, b'mishkan of b'migdosh, in the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdosh. Shoyaved, l'skafye chashech l'nheira. Which the purpose was to transform darkness to light. In Aveda Sabirurim of Karbonis, Lachenks, if therefore it said, Vasisas Akroshim La Mishkan, Ati Shiptim Aimdim, Shinikroim Kroshim Mishem Aimdim. The Kroshim, the boards are called standing. While Derech Mashem Mitzvahs are called Amudim. Similar to the concepts that the mitzvahs are called Amudim. Why? The Tayag mitzvahs deraisa, the Zayim mitzvahs derabanon, the 613 biblical, 7 rabbinic, which is 620. Our Tarach Amud Er is brought down at the 620 pillars of light. And just like a column, a pillar, connects the ceiling with the floor. They're the pillars. That connect Hashem with the world. Therefore, they're called Atzi Shitim Aimdim. The person could have said, Vasisas Akroshim La Mishkan Atzi Shitim. There's an emphasis in Aimdim. Because the purpose of Aimdim, well, like we learned the Rebbe's explanation, Aimdim means Amid the Bekaka and all the way from the highest to the lowest. But here he's saying it should be amudim in a way of aimdim. Fishe mechabrim agarin tzal baruch im elamis. Okay, so he says like this. What's the inyan? This the Rebbe doesn't talk about in his maimon. The inay ksiv, it says, ga'ar chayis kani, you should chop off the top of the reed. Inay kone is the chad klipa. Okay, whatever. It says in Kabbalah that kone, which is the reed, is the male klipa, the chayas kana is nukve the klipa, okay? Is a female of klipa. There's kana, the reed itself, is the masculine evil, and chayas kana is the feminine evil, whatever. Vigar chayas kana shatzrich nachris sakana. You have to cut off the reed, meaning, which is the kana of the kuf, the leg of the kuf, right? The third leg goes down.
Bottom.
And therefore, when you cut off the bottom of the kuf, then it becomes the letter hey. Okay, to a certain extent.
What is this kana?
It's a reed.
So what is it, a reed?
R-E-E-D.
A stick. It's functioning as a stick.
What is this? What is Zohar saying? That a reed is what causes klipa? Or is it
the reed is the klipa. Is the klipa.
Is that the reed that was Malach Gavriel stuck into the water and made Edom?
Yeah, something like that. Valderich the siv karnivis of kmali, that the reed it withered. Ubetevis kana shmiya kuf nasehei. Then when you have the word kana, right? Kuf nunhei. And then you chop off the leg of the kuf, so then it becomes hine. The kuf becomes a hei, and nunhei is hine. Azutevis hine. Because hine made al gilui. In other words, when you chop off the leg of klipa, konis klipa, so you chop off the leg of the hay, kuf, so it becomes a hay. So then you have hine, which is gilui. Like it says, v'omer b'yemahu hine alokeinu zeh, hainu al gilui ur, shiyoyer v'yizgalu l'osadaviz b'yemahu, v'omer b'yemahu hine, hine means here it is, here it's been in front of us, is the level of kedusha. That gili the la osid who I they avoid the darshiv dafka, because the gili of the osid is dependent on masenu avedesenu meshach zman agolus. So by us doing his kafi nisapcha, we actually make the gili. Lochein ikir agili aseviv. Therefore, which is eichen av mishuchase shemei b'chol elmes b'shavlik drabet from b'chulu almin. It's equal in all worlds. Yeah, but guf la osid lovi will dafka be in a guf. Why? Because who does the avoida that brings down this gilui? It's us in a guf. In Gan Eden, there's no Torah mitzvahs. There's no iskafi in his hapch in Gan Eden. Right? There's no nefesh habamis. There's no evil there. So who does the avaida? We do. In the sham and a guf. Therefore, where's the gilui going to be? It's going to be in the sham and the guf because the guf is the one that does it. Shezeh boy the avaidus habirurim da'achshav. That comes with avaidus habirurim. The bezesh and the sham, you read the slamat and the sham, it comes down. Umislabish b'guf and nefesh habamis. And it comes into the guf and nefesh habamis. V'yeshnam kamen minyas v'kuvah. And there's many blockages. Rachman litzlan alimet atayda v'kim amitzis. Right? Down here, there's a lot of blockages. V'aram is gabar b'ilim atachtan, evil is victory. Powerful. V'im kozen, nevertheless. Einem is bom is that the person doesn't become affected by it. V'eisig b'avidosim b'ilimet atayda v'kim amitzis. And he still does tayda mitzis. V'ad rab mischadik b'zeh b'yisrin keyach b'derech mucham v'aveda rab. He daka works. His kafya and his sapri. He daka fights. Which is the primary concept of victory. From the bitter of the zichur chacheshach. Okay? And that's what it says about Zman HaGolus, Abagula. Standing on 2 feet. Kuf as yesher ragregel echot. Right? The kuf is because it's only one leg. The kiyume bechat samcha, it's only with 1 foot, so to speak, 1 supporter, and it doesn't last. And that's the shikra, falseness of the world, that it doesn't exist. I will say it esh be bezraglayim, which is the esef called kushtov truth, vizel omdu raglov, plural, with his 2 feet. And how does that come? By lahape me'ez kuf of klipa. To make it a resh for metehe of kedusha, and that's the amida v'atishitim. Amida shows on the key and vehed rashinu the way it doesn't change; it's permanent. Vaynaydezem is gal inani avayla shenisi. The nira b'muchesh sha'elim v'chashe b'chayusim elukos. So this is the ace test, by the way, that the Rebbe based all these maimorim on about amid, omid, amida, and all that. Okay.
Oh yeah.